And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solana. We greet you here today on this Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Friday with me. Whether or not you're tuned in at 6:30 a.m. on WWBC and 7:30 a.m. right here on 91.5 WMIE, 5:30 in the afternoon, we're rebroadcast. We're just getting the word of God out here. That's the power behind changed lives, and hearing and knowing and receiving the truth is the word of God. And that's why that's the focus of what we do. That's the focus here. This radio program is brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church because we recognize the importance. This is our greatest missionary outreach to Brevard County and beyond, is preaching the word of God here on the radio. I'm so grateful for so many of you who have come by to visit here the church. I invite you to come by and visit this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Look it up online, islandcommunitychurch.net, for a little more info. Really, I mean, if you listen to this program, then for the preaching, you know what to expect. For the music-wise, we're a little old-fashioned. We do a lot of hymns, but we do them a lot in a country style. A song or two I'll play, a little modern from my iPad, and then Pastor Darren and his wife Sharon are the worship leaders, and they play and do usually some hymns. Many times in a country style. And so we're a little down-home country church, 70 or 80 people. If you like that, if you like a small church, not really big, no electric instruments and big amplifiers and wah-wah pedals, if that's you, I invite you to come by and worship. We would love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. We're just started a series on Moses, the man of God. This week is going to be Moses and the burning bush. We're in chapter 3 of Exodus. You are invited. We would love to see you for one of our services. Normally, these videos are uploaded on YouTube. Last week had no audio, so that's not up. But there's almost a year's worth of videos of the sermons uploaded on the Island Community Church YouTube page. Now, here on the radio, we're in the book of Revelation. Hope you enjoyed that program from yesterday. If you missed it, you can download the app, the WMIE, or the WWBC app now. It's been updated. There's an on-demand section on there. These programs are all available on demand. If you missed yesterday's program, you can go to the website, either one of those two websites, 1510wwbc.com. or WMIEFM.com, and click on the on-demand link on there, and you'll see the on-demand from not only this program, but many of the programs that are on either one of these two radio stations. But we just started Revelation chapter 6, and before we get started, I just want to say, maybe you think, well, I'm not going to be around for any of this. Either you're going to die before this happens, or because you think this is way off into the future sometime, or maybe another Bible teacher whom you trust has told you that the time of the tribulation doesn't concern you because you're not going to be around for any of that. Jesus is going to rapture you before that happens, and I don't believe that. Nowhere does it say in the Bible that the church is going to be removed out of this world before the start of the tribulation. Nowhere does it say that in the Bible. Maybe we'll do a study on that. Maybe we'll do that. You know, as a matter of fact, we'll do that next week. This is unplanned here, but I think it's very important because if you've heard that before, then you're probably saying to yourself, well, this doesn't concern me. These four horsemen that you're looking at doesn't concern me. Drought doesn't concern me. Two witnesses doesn't concern me. No rain for 3.5 years, 1,260 days, doesn't concern me. Skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life, Satan says. And you say, well, that doesn't concern me because I'm not going to be here for any of that. I don't believe that. Nowhere does it say in the Bible that you are going to escape that. It does say in the Bible to all overcomers out there, he said, I will keep you from or out of, the Greek word ek means out of, I will keep you out of the hour of trial. It's going to come upon the whole world to test those that dwell on the earth. Absolutely, that's what the word of God says. But it also said he's going to raise up the righteous on the last day. We'll get into that here coming up next week. I promise you, we're going to look at that. So we're in Revelation chapter 6. Now, read these as if you were going to be here for that, because that's the way to do this. Is what's your plan? Is what's your plan if this happens to you and you're here on earth when this happens? You got to have a plan. Now, Jesus's plan is to everyone who overcomes, I will give them some of the hidden manna to eat, which you know not of. But in order to do that, you got to say no to the government, the end times government that wants to give you a mark so that you can buy and sell and drink water out here. One of my favorite nicknames for the Antichrist is the Zephyr Hills man. For those of you in Florida know just what I mean. He's going to drive some big refrigerated Zephyr Hills refrigerated truck. And it's going to be beating with water because it's cold. You got no rain for 3.5 years. And here comes this Yahoo riding into town in a Zephyr Hills truck. And he's going to say to everyone, maybe you'll say, but the pastor on the radio told me I'd never be here to see any of this. I don't know any of that. What do you do when he offers you water and there's been no rain for 3.5 years? Have you ever been to the supermarket like 2 days before a hurricane and see what it looks like? It looks like a hurricane hit the supermarket. Good luck trying to find a bottle of water with just the threat of a rumor of a possible hurricane. Now go 3.5 years. Here we are on the 15th of August, year of our Lord, 2025. Let's go to the 15th of August, 2026, 15th of August, 2027, 15th of August, 2028. Now, we're 3 years in to that public supermarket shelf, August 15th, 2028. Now add 6 months to that, September, October, November, December, January, February. Here we are. We're on the 15th of February, 2029. What's your plan? Jesus says to everyone who trusts me out there, to everyone, to all those who overcome. Remember how we overcome, or we'll get to that when we get to chapter 12. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That is, your sins have been obliterated by the blood of Jesus Christ. Your name is in the book. God's got your back now. By the word of your testimony, that is, you know, a witness, your testimony, like you're going to court, holds out the Bible. He says, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. Left hand down, right hand up. And you say, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord and that he's my Lord. And I am not doing what you say in order to get water. I am trusting in the Son of God. So that's the word of your testimony. And third, you did not love your lives to the end. That is, you love Jesus more than you love yourself. I think that last one for all of us, like I said yesterday, is a work in progress. So We'll look at that here coming up next week. Now, in the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 6. These four horsemen of the apocalypse is known by. So, Jesus, depicted as the Lamb in chapter 5, he took this scroll out of his Father's hand, and it's a title deed to planet Earth. It's when he loosens this scroll, he ushers in the end of the world and the tribulation, which is going to culminate with the Son of God come riding back on a white horse. Yeah, with you with him, because you will be gone before the end of the tribulation, because the Bible says that. You're going to be in heaven for this marriage supper of the Lamb. You're going to return with him on a white horse. So, there's first four seals here. Let's pick it up in Revelation chapter 6. I want to focus on the last two, but let me read these verses here. This is what's going to happen when the Lamb of God looses these seals that hold this title deed, this scroll. Now, when the Lamb, this is Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. Now, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living beings saying with a voice of thunder, "Come." Verse 2, "And behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living being say, 'Come.'" Notice he's calling the horse and rider, not calling John just to watch. When some translations say, "Come and see." Now that would be he's speaking to John. But this phrase, "and see," is not in most Bibles, not in most Bible manuscripts. So he's talking to the horse and the rider. He's calling them out. They've been in God's green room, so to speak, waiting for the call, waiting for the time that this is going to happen. They've been created. When we get to, I forget what chapter it is, 9, I think, we see angels in that have been tied up underneath the Euphrates River, waiting and created for this day, week, hour, and year, for this time to kill a third of everyone in the world. See, all of God's end times players are supernatural. Angels are the ones that carry out everything that happens in the book of Revelation, at least from God's point. All right, again, verse 2. "Behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living being saying, 'Come.' And another horse went out, fiery red, and it was granted to him that sat on it to take peace from the earth, so that they might kill each other. And there was given to him a great sword. And when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living being say, 'Come.' And behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living beings saying, 'A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, but do not harm the oil and the wine.' And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living being say, 'Come.' And behold, a pale horse, and he who sat on it was named Death, and Hades was following him, and authority was given to him over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and with famine and with death and by the wild beasts of the earth." So this is what's going to happen when they start this tribulation period. These four riders here initiate, these four riders, I believe they're angels because everyone else is angels in the book of Revelation. All of God's others end times players are supernatural. The ones, they're up in heaven. They're waiting. They're waiting for the call. They're like in the bullpen. They're waiting for the manager here to call them up and send them out into God's playing field, so to speak. This first angel, I believe he is going to send out to conquer. He's going to have a white horse. Funny, just like the Son of God's going to come back on a white horse, just like the Muslim leader, they also believe in somewhat of a prophecy that their leader at the end of the world is going to come riding on a white horse. Now, this first horseman here is going to come riding on a white horse. Remember what Jesus said when they said, what'll be the sign of your coming? What'll be the sign of the end of the world? He says, don't be deceived. See that no man deceive you. So this first rider, it says that he went out conquering and to conquer. He's got a bow and no arrows. The book of Revelation, well, actually other books in the Bible, so there's going to be peace. Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2, where it says, when they say to you peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains on a pregnant woman. So peace, when this tribulation comes, Daniel chapter 9, it says of this Antichrist that he will have a make a covenant with Israel for 7 years. So first rider, the conquering and to conquer. Second one here, it says he was fiery red, and it was granted to him that sat on it to take peace from the earth so that everyone might kill each other, and it was given to him a great sword. So the second rider is going to bring in war, and he takes peace. And notice war comes when you don't have peace. Where do you get peace from? The dispenser of peace, the prince of peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, your peace needs to come from him. It's the peace that passes all understanding. That means I can't get up and preach about it. I can't take 28 minutes on this WGOD radio and tell you about it because it surpasses all understanding. The peace that he gives you the strength to get through all trials in your life. It's his peace, not as the world gives. When the world gives, the world taketh away, not the peace that he gives us. The peace that he gives us, the peace that the Son of God will give you today on this Friday, you can give it away sometimes. You can let people steal your peace from you, but there's no government and no devil can take it from you. My peace I give to you, he says. So, and when you take away peace, war follows. Peace with God, an inner peace that passes all understanding, a peace that says, bring it on. God is with me, and God is for me, and God has my back. Do you have that kind of peace today on this Friday? Then don't give it away. Don't let anyone steal it. In the Lord's verse-by-verse description of end times, we see what happens to all of the temporary Christians and fence-sitters once they face trouble in the world. Now, I call them temporary because the New American Standard actually reads that way. Listen to this verse, Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 and 10. The Lord Jesus says, then they will deliver you to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations because of my name. At that time, many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. So let's read again what this second rider has been dispatched to do. When he opens the second seal, I heard the second living being say, come. And another horse went out fiery red, and it was granted to him. That would be the rider. It was granted to him that sat on it to take peace from the earth so that they might kill each other. And it was given to him a great sword. You know, one has to wonder, looking around in the United States of America today, could a person say that this has already happened? Man, I would say to that, certainly seems that way, doesn't it? I'm just trying to show you what that would look like today. Look around. Smell the coffee. Look around you today. War always follows the removal of peace. It seems like no one has peace anymore out here. God says, yet once more I'll shake not only the heavens, but the earth, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Okay, let me go on here in this text. I'm running out of time. Now, when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living being say, come, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living beings saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, but do not harm the oil and the wine. So, God's bodyguard is the one, these four beings that surround his throne, they're the ones that command this. So the third rider represents famine. So we have conquest was number one. Number two was war. Number three, famine. Those are the first three things that happen when the Son of God starts this tribulation period by loosing this scroll here. When they loosen the scroll, these angels and God's beings that have been prepared for this are going to be called out of the bullpen, so to speak, and they're going to be sent down here to planet Earth to start this plan, of conquering war, false peace. Now, famine. A denarius was a day's wage, a loaf of bread for what you earned in a day. How much do you make in a day? Imagine that for just a loaf of bread. Now, again, I've preached this before. This is where I was at yesterday, that in desperate times, people will do desperate things. Read 2 Kings chapter 6 sometime, starting in verse 25. You can read what they did the last time there was a famine like this. People were boiling their kids, eating them. Even the devil has this peg when he says, all that a man has, he will give in exchange for his life. The Son of God says in John 12, 25, he who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Now, as for this phrase, do not harm the oil or the wine, I believe that this is simply the grace of God. The grace of God making provision not to harm these staples, oil and wine. Now, this note comes from one of my commentaries. It says, the expression, do not harm the oil and the wine, is difficult to understand. Some say these were the food of the poor. If they were staple items, then they must be protected in order to preserve life. This note also comes from Warren Wiersbe. He says, food will be so scarce that it'll take a person all day to earn enough wages for just a quart of grain. Revelation chapter 11, speaking of verse 6 here, it says these two witnesses of God, these have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. And they have power over the waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. So, 3.5 years with no rain, like I said earlier. These are some of the things that are going to be happening once this tribulation period starts. Now, last up, the last horseman, chapter 6, verse 7. Now, when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living being saying, come, and behold, a pale horse, and he who sat on it was named Death, and Hades was following him. And authority was given to him over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and with famine and with death and by the wild beasts of the earth. This fourth rider, death. Notice heaven doesn't follow him. Hades follows him. Some translations say hell, but it's the Greek word Hades. Old Testament equivalent would be Sheol, not the lake of fire. That's later. There's no one in the lake of fire yet. No one's been judged yet. That's going to happen when we get to chapter 20 at the great white throne judgment. So Hades, when he opens the fourth seal, I heard the fourth living being saying, come, behold, a pale horse, and he who sat on it was named Death. Hell follows him like a faithful dog. Hell personified seems to clean up after this rider and sweep away all that he kills like some kind of supernatural rumba vacuum cleaner here. Death rides a horse like the old movie. Hades follows him. Hell and destruction are never full. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20. Now, it seems from this text that the supernatural rider called Death will be responsible for the deaths of 25% of everyone on the earth. Now, again, let me say the opposite of what I said before now. This is not your destiny as a Christian. This is not talking to you. This is stuff's not going to happen, not happen to you as a Christian. This is not your destiny. God said to Moses during the last time there was a tribulation here on the earth when the judgments of God were falling, God said in Exodus 8:22, he said, in that day, I will set apart the land of Goshen in which my people dwell so that no swarms of flies will be there in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. Verse 23, and I will make a difference between my people and your people. You see, God will not, neither is it part of God's plan to treat you the same way he's going to treat all of the God haters out here in the world who have rejected his son. Death rides a horse is not your destiny. And I leave you with this promise, 1 Thessalonians 5:9. It says, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort one another and edify one another, just as you also are doing. That's not your destiny. Heaven and salvation is your destiny. Remember, same as God, same as Abraham asked God, he said, far be it from you to treat the righteous as the wicked. Far be it from you. Will you treat the righteous the same as the wicked? No is the answer to that. We're out of time. We'll pick it up in chapter 7. No, we're actually right where we left off here in chapter 6, starting in verse 9 in our next program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.